With this administration demolishing the regulatory state, we need to talk about the underlying claim of liberty. Conservatives once distinguished between liberty and license. Liberty was morally and socially responsible. License was not. That distinction seems to have disappeared from the conservative vocabulary, and with it, the moral order in the country. Liberty is now invoked whenever business confronts regulation. Citing liberty, business fought the exposure of thalidomide even as it monstrously disfigured and eventually killed the child of one of my students. Citing liberty, some claim the right to waste energy and sell energy-wasting products no matter the impact on the climate. Citing liberty, some claim the right to pollute with mercury, arsenic, and an alphabet of poisons, to put anything into products, into or onto our bodies, earth, air, and water, unless and until someone else can prove it's harmful. We don't treat medicine that way, but the claim is that it violates the liberty of supplement producers for us to ask for tests of whatever they don't want to have to get FDA approval for. Some might think it also violates buyers' liberty to lead healthy lives. But perish the thought, that's not economic liberty. Because people, quotes, took the risk, they called it liberty. Financial institutions claimed the liberty to construct mortgage terms that made it virtually impossible for buyers to come out above water, destroying their savings, credit, health, homes, livelihood, families, and future. In the Great Recession of 2008, those terms took the whole economy down as major companies, banks, and markets failed in a cesspool of bizarre financial arrangements, subprime mortgages, mortgage-backed securities, credit default swaps, and similar misbegotten deals. And it was okay to bail out those who were too big to fail because they just exercised their liberty. To the free marketeers, the president and CEOs, regulation is generalized and undifferentiated. All restrictions are regulation, and they're all bad unless and until regulators spend decades jumping through hoops. Meanwhile, producers bear no responsibility to check whether their products are harmful. They accept no liability when harms become obvious to science, but only when it becomes obvious to the very people who pour their poisons into our bodies and our world. Put it another way, there is no single definition of liberty. There are different definitions of liberty for you and me, different definitions for farmers, cattle ranchers, factory workers, lumber workers, guys, gals, Easterners, Southerners, people who want to graze their animals on public lands without paying. Everyone has their own definition of liberty, and their definitions pay no attention to the impact on the rest of us or on anyone else. Which means that liberty no longer means anything. Liberty for the founders was universal. Liberty now seems to be a sacred word applied to whatever's good for us personally, but with no binding meaning. Otherwise, why can't I do what I want to do on public land, whether or not it conflicts with public purposes or Cliven Bundy's insistence that he has a right to graze his animals there? Why isn't that the same liberty he insists on? Liberty is whatever a president chooses to do, whether or not it's good for the country. Liberty is what conservatives think we all should respect when it pertains to their clients. Their liberty is meaningless, a signal that we're talking about selfishness, not rights. They're talking about what used to be called license to do whatever they want, regardless of whom it hurts. Real liberty regards us equally. We all have the same rights. It makes no sense if you can do to me what I can't do to you. True liberty is freedom to act short of injuring others. We all count. And that, equality, is as American as apple pie.